Christmas and the entire Christmas season is a celebration of light. On Christmas Eve, we heard the famous passage from the prophet Isaiah that a people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who live in the land of gloom, a light has shone. And the liturgy sees in those words of Isaiah a prophecy of the birth of Jesus. They were written 700 years before Jesus was born, but we see them inspired by God as an announcement of this light that will come into the world. The light is Jesus. And on that first Christmas night, the light first shone on his holy mother, Mary, the most beautiful woman God has ever created, because she is full of his grace. His light also shone on the face of Saint Joseph, the righteous man whom God had appointed to be protector and guardian of the Holy Family. Then that light began to shine out further. It shone on the faces of the shepherds, to whom the angelic chorus announced the birth of Jesus. And they came to the manger and they saw the light of Jesus. The season celebrates the coming of the light of God into our world. God made man, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, taking on flesh and being born of the Virgin Mary, Jesus. Today's feast day, the Feast of the Epiphany, celebrates the growth yet even further of that light of Jesus. That Jesus came into the world to shed his light not on a specific few people, a specific time or point in history, but he came into the world to shed his light on all peoples of every race and country and time and place. Again, this morning, the words of Isaiah are used by the liturgy to explain what we celebrate today. We heard the prophet proclaim, "Rise up, Jerusalem, your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines on you." He says that when the glory of God shines on Jerusalem, nations will walk in your light and kings by your shining radiance. St. Paul, in the second reading today, was writing to the Ephesians. He put it this way. He said, "Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." You see, my friends, the Magi who journeyed to Bethlehem were the first of the Gentiles in this great procession to Jesus, the procession to meet the Lord that happens in every age and in every time. Might take a moment to consider who these Magi were. We're often sort of intrigued by them because there's kind of some mystery around who exactly these Magi are. We know that they come from the East, and in our carol, we call them kings, or sometimes we call them wise men. Perhaps maybe they were astronomers or astrologists of some sort because they were looking up into the sky. But what we do know about them for sure is that they were desiring something greater. They had a desire for something greater than themselves. They understood that desire that every human being has, that every single one of us has, for something greater than ourselves, for meaning and purpose in the lives that we live every day. And as they were looking up at the sky, they saw this celestial phenomenon, they saw the star, and they decided to follow it. They decided that this was the answer to their longing, and so they followed the star. And at first it takes them to Jerusalem. They think that the star is the sign of the coming of a great king, the king of the Jews. But they learn that he's actually in Bethlehem, a small, out-of-the-way town, and that star guides them there. When they finally arrive at the home of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, that light of Jesus shines on them as well, and they fall down and worship him. St. Matthew says that they prostrated themselves and did him homage. With their eyes, they see a baby. They say human baby just like every other human baby. But with their hearts, they know that this baby is the fulfillment of everything that they were looking for, everything that they were hoping for, everything that they were staring out into the night sky looking for. And they fall down and they worship him. They present him their gifts, the gifts which symbolize who this child is, the gold for a great king, the frankincense used in worship of God, and the myrrh, which was a type of anointing oil for the dead. The child is also a sacrifice. The light of Jesus shines on them, and they fall down and worship him and offer him their gifts. Christmas and Epiphany remind us that the light of Jesus continues to shine in our world. And like the Magi, every human person, you and I, we're all looking for something bigger than ourselves. We're searching for meaning and purpose in our lives. And we, like the Magi, can look for it in lots of different places. First, they were looking in the sky, and then they looked in the royal palace. They were looking all over for that meaning and purpose. And we can try to find our meaning and purpose in things that are good. Perhaps a devotion to charitable works of some sort, or care for God's creation in the world, or care for animals, things that are good. We can try to find our meaning and purpose in those. Some human beings try to find meaning and purpose in philosophies like Buddhism or Hinduism. Others try to find meaning and purpose in other religions that have elements of the truth but not the fullness of the Catholic faith. We can look all over the place to find meaning and purpose. And unfortunately, as human beings, we can also look in things that can be dangerous to us, that might enslave us, like wealth or power or pleasure or honor. Things that if we're not careful, we can become addicted to. But the Magi also show us that the goal of all of this searching is not a thing, but it's a who. It's Jesus, the person of God, made flesh for us. And once they encounter him, once they let the light of Jesus shine on them, they fall down and worship. They do him homage. They give their lives to him. And St. Matthew ends this account in the gospel. He says, and they go home by a different way. Once we let the light of Jesus shine on us, once we have encountered him, it's you and I who have to change. We who have to amend our lives, to go by a different way moving forward. My friends, the entire point of our faith, the entire point of what we do here every week, of why this parish exists, is to see the light of Jesus and to find in him the answer to all of our life's questions, all of our searching for meaning and purpose, and to commit ourselves to him, to commit our lives to him, to give our lives to him, and then walk by a different way. At St. Mark, we want everyone who comes here, everyone who's here today, everyone who comes to this parish to encounter Jesus, to fall in love with him, to give their lives to him, and to walk in a new way of faith. That's why our parish exists. And we put it in our rather pithy mission statement, to know Jesus and make him known. We want everyone to know Jesus, to let the light of his love shine on them, and then to have their lives changed by him. In a few weeks, at the end of January, we're going to beginning a new season of Alpha. And Alpha is an opportunity, it's a safe place to ask all the questions that we have about faith, about meaning and purpose and who Jesus is and who the Holy Spirit is, and to learn what it means to give our lives over to Him and to live by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'd like to encourage you to think maybe about participating this season of Alpha. If all of this maybe doesn't sound right to you, or you're not sure what all this means, Alpha is a great place to begin asking those questions and then finding answers to them. And better yet, also to invite someone to come with you who maybe you know needs to encounter Jesus as well. As we celebrate this feast of the Epiphany today, may the light of Jesus shine brightly on all of us. And like the Magi, may we find in Jesus the answer to all of our life's longings, the answer to what it means to have meaning and purpose in life. And then present to Him the gift of our life, the gift of who we are, the gift of everything that we have, which is much more precious to Him than gold, frankincense, or myrrh.